Exactly, 8 p.m. So today is 15th September 2022. Thursday class, we'll be continue our sharing from this book, the Unique Code, Unique Dhamma Code, Straight from the Heart. We only managed to finish Code 1, the last session. So today we will try to finish code 2 and 3. Okay, let us get ready for the physical puja. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Quan Si Ying Pu Sa. Namo Quan Si Ying Pu Sa. Namo Quan Si Ying Pu Sa. Namo Pho Pusa, Namo Pho Pusa, Namo Pho Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava, Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo. Dhammang namassami Suppatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sangham namami Namo attassa bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Adina dana viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami Kamesu micchacara viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami Musavada viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami Sura meraya maca pamana vera mani sika padang samadhiyami. Okay, now you can be seated. Turn to page 3 of the chanting book. We shall continue with the puja chanting of Padipa Puja. Padipa puja, offerings of light. Ganna sarabha ditena dipena tamadam sena tiloka dipang sambuddham pujayami tamonudam ganna sambara yuttena dupena hang sukham hina Pujaye pujaniyantam puja bhajana muttamam วันนากันดากุโนเปตังเอตังกุสุมาสันตตินปูชายามีโมนินดาสสิริปาดาสาโรโรเปปูเชมีปตังกุสุเมนาเนนาปุณณนามุตเตนะเชโหตุโมคังปุปังมิลายัตติยัตตาอิดาเมกายโยตตายัตติวินาสบาวังอาดิวาเสตุโนบันเตปานิยังปาริฆาปิตังอนุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาทิกันหาตุโมกะมังอาวิวาเสตุโนบันเทปาเลปาริคาปิตังอานุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาทิกันหาตุโมกะมังอาวิวาเสตุโนบันเทโภจานังปาริคาปิตังอโนกัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกังหาตุโมทะมังโอเค now you are chant the puja aspirations based on your understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Significance or offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana, making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers. Sharing and transfer of merits to all beings. Excuse me. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect to Pajama. Buddhang Pujeri. Dhammang Pujeri. Sanghang Pujeri. Okay, now you can be seated. So, as usual, we will have our half an hour awareness-based meditation. You can off the light so that you can have your half an hour awareness-based meditation. Always remember the four support to develop this awareness-based meditation. Like the title, it describes the meditation is to train our mind to have this awareness within. So awareness-based means we develop the meditation through the awareness that we develop within. So the four support, like I explained over the last Thursday, you need to relax, first support, body and mind completely. Just be at ease, like you don't have problem. Any tension, tightness or stress within the physical body or the mind, just relax it. Allow it to just be at ease and relax. Whatever you want to attend to, later you tell the mind after the meditation. So you can relax, you are at peace, you will have joy, because when you don't have problem, you are very relaxed and you are really at ease. Then there is joy, there is peace within. And after that, you just develop the awareness. Means be aware, don't do anything, don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Just be aware. Aware means whatever arises, aware, finish. Don't follow it, don't create more thinking, don't allow the habitual tendency to continue to proliferate the mind. You don't go and suppress the thinking or try to force the thinking not to think. That is interfering, suppressing, controlling. And who is the controller? Who interfere? Who wants to do all this? It's your thought. The thought which is egoic. When it arises, you cannot be aware. Because sati is awareness before the knowing. So every moment of doing, perception, arising of the aggregates of mind is to create thought process, thinking. So forget about all this thing. Maintain awareness. So when you can maintain awareness, that is the third support. Because this awareness, you must stabilize it until it's ever mindful. Then use it to meditate so that it is heedful. When it is heedful, it's ever mindful, constantly meditating. And that is the purpose of awareness-based meditation, to train your awareness to arise so that you can realize your true mind, which is also your silent mind, the awareness nature within. With that, you can meditate. You can insight into phenomena. You can observe within that silence, the observation which is without the ego, without the thought, the egoic mind. It's a very different type of observation. That's why sometimes we will call it the choiceless, means there is no thought to make choice to create duality. It's just aware. So when you can do that, your mind actually develops the ability to become peaceful, quiet, and tranquil. Then the natural state of mind, which is already your true mind, will return. But you have to be patient initially. So the first three support is very important. Relax. Every mind state that arises, relax into it. Any tension, any stress within, or whatever tightness within your physical or mental, just relax into it. Feel it soothingly, relax. Then maintain awareness means no need to think. Whatever thought arise, feeling arise, tactile contact arise, just aware, finish. Even perception, you try to perceive something away, finish. Don't continue. Then this mind will slowly, slowly settle down. When you don't feed it with any more thinking or energy, born of the egoic mind, the mundane mind, then your true mind will return. This is the understanding. So be patient, just relax, maintain awareness until the awareness nature stabilizes. Then there will be a shift in your consciousness. That shift will bring about the sudden like transformation. Means from the heedless thinking mind. Normally you will start to be aware of the slowing down or the activity, because it's like a flower. The very flowering of that thought is the very ending of that thought. So all sankhara activity, they will slow down, and finally, just like the flower, when it has reached the full blossom, it cannot flower anymore. Then it starts to decay. Thought is the same, except thought can happen faster. When you have the silent awareness within, there is the wisdom energy that can actually make the mind return. The sankhara all, they will cease, slow down, and finally cease. Why? Because they are dependent originating. When you are aware, you cut off the wrong thought. You cut off the craving, the desire to think, to meditate, to do things. That's why thought cannot arise. That is how you develop the awareness. Then stabilize it. Okay, so with that understanding, I will let you develop the awareness-based meditation. Then after that, for those who already have the understanding, you just silence everything. Stay at the heart. And let the awareness nature stabilize and detect whatever movement that is going on within your heart area. Initially, it can be your heartbeat or any vibration, pulse. They call it the pulse of life. In fact, every part of your body, there is this life force that triggers the pulsation, or what we call the pulse of life. Some you call it vibration or whatever. You just silence everything and stay with it. Wherever there is this activity or movement, just stay with it. Can be the heartbeat or any pulse or any vibration. Stay with it until it becomes very quiet, very still. Then you will realize your silent mind, the true mind. When that one returns, that is the beginning of awareness. But don't be excited. The moment you are excited, it's gone. Because the very fine line between the awareness nature and the thought process is very, very fine. The moment you try to know or you become curious, you want to develop some understanding, is gone, completely gone. That awareness nature or true mind can only be there when you don't think and don't try to know, don't do anything. Everything that you try to do, try to know, try to meditate, is to arise the thought. That is itself lack of understanding. So with this, let you develop the awareness-based meditation on your own. For those who already know how to meditate, you silence everything and stay at the heart and let whatever arise manifest. Then that nature will develop its own movement and understanding. Okay? Yeah, okay, slowly. Mindfully. Come on, the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. These are the meditative mind state that you need to live life, to develop the daily mindfulness, so that you can be aware, heedful in the midst of life. Okay, now we turn to page 6 of the chanting book. We shall do the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which is heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta chakavalesu atra gacchantu vata saddhammang munirajasa sunanto sakkamokkhadang. Dhamma sunan kalo ayang badanta. Dhamma sunan kalo ayang badanta. Dhamma sunan kalo ayang badanta. Namo atase bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhase. Namo atase bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhase. Namo atase bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhase. Iti beso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho. Iya charana sampanno sugato lokavidu. Anuttaro purisa dhammasardi. Satta deva manusana. Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sandhittiko Akaliko Ehi Paseko Opanayiko Pachatang Veditabho Vinohiti Supatipanno bhagavato savakasango. Ujupatipanno bhagavato savakasango. Nyayapatipanno bhagavato savakasango. Samichi patipanno bhagavato savaka sangho. Yadidam chatari purisa yukani atta purisa pugala esa bhagavato savaka sangho. Ahuneyo pahuneyo Dakkeneyo Anjali Karaneyo Anuttaram Punyam Ketam Lokasati. Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, you all can be seated. So now we shall continue our sharing from this book, the unique Dhamma code, straight from the heart, written by me. So these are the unique Dhamma code. They are very useful. We have covered last Thursday code number 1, I just read through to you again. Meditation support. The four support for awareness-based meditation are relax, aware. 24 hours means maintain awareness. If able to, technically it's during your waking moments. But later on, when you have the ability to be aware throughout the day, 24 hours, that is the best. But this is only needed when you are under training. When you are under training, you can do it for 24 hours. The awareness, you should go through it to experience it, to understand it. Because the awareness can be with you even when you sleep or rest your mind. The awareness never sleeps. Then the last one is trust. Trust your nature. To do the meditation means no interference from the mundane mind, from the thought process, from the memories. Means that nature is sound. Through an understanding, just do. That's why we trust that nature to do. No more thoughts involved. No more egoic activity from the mundane mind. Then relax means what? Relax into every mind state that arises. Relax entire body and mind. If you can do that, you can meditate. If you are not able to relax, you can't meditate. That means you have problem. Either physically, you have problem. That's why you are not relaxed. And most of it arises to lack of understanding. The Buddha called it avijja, ignorance. So when you have problem, your mind, mentally, you are not peaceful. You are not stable. That's why this lack of peace will prevent you from having the ability to be happy, to be in a relaxed state of inner awareness. Inner awareness is your true mind, your true nature. So a person who cannot relax means they hold on to a lot of things, stress, tension, tightness, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation. The thought process is very negative. Sometimes it's also due to insecurity, phobia, worry, anxiety. Then naturally aware means without thought, naturally aware. Don't try to like artificially relax. No point. Just be natural. Relax. Then maintain awareness for as long as you can, if possible, over 24 hours. Starting with your waking moments. Then the last support is trust. Trust your inner nature or true nature to meditate without the indifference of thought. So this part we have covered. We spent almost the whole session last Thursday. Okay, now we go to code number 2. All this, what we call unique Dhamma code, they are very unique codes because it points towards understanding. We have two minds. One is our true mind. The other one is our mundane mind or thinking mind. So all this unique code is like a pointer to let you understand what that true mind is. Your true mind is actually your awareness nature within, which is beyond thought, beyond mind. So to realize your true mind or your self nature or awareness nature, you must understand all these codes. It will help you. So I will read through. To realize our self nature, how do you do it? You silence everything, miss no thought, then relax, aware, maintain awareness. Then what happened? Like I explained just now, the very flowering of that thinking, the thought process is the very ending of it. So when you just relax, maintain awareness, and silence everything, then the original state of mind will return. Means you let it return to its original state, then you will realize your true mind or your self nature. So this one, I will have to maybe elaborate a bit. So like I explained just now, basically, as a human being, we have two minds. Two minds. One is your thinking mind. So this thinking mind is also your mundane mind. And this one is not your true mind. Why? Because it's dependent on originating. If you are aware, you will come to understand this. But you have to be very mindful. You have to realize the true mind, then only you can understand the difference between the two. The second mind is our true mind. This one is not dependent originating. This one is a nature within. It's just an awareness nature within. To realize this mind, you have to be completely quiet, still, and silent without thought. And this one is without thought. This awareness is before the knowing, which is the arising of thought. So what is meditation? Meditation is to realize this true mind. Because this is the mind that is beyond the thinking mind, the mundane mind. That's why we're supposed to realize this true mind, which is beyond thought, beyond mind. So this one is beyond. So beyond mind, beyond thought. That's why the Dhamma that we're supposed to realize is akaliko, the timeless. So if you use thought, which is the thinking mind or the mundane mind, which is dependent on originating, and this is what your thought process is all about. This one is the thought. You will end up in doing thought-based meditation. The instrument will limit you from realizing the Dhamma, which is beyond thought, beyond mind. So this is what the Buddha meant by akaliko. You have to understand this. If you don't understand this, you are wasting your time. You are being gullible, doing meditation without understanding. And this awareness nature is not a being, it's not a person. It cannot come out and live life. And this one is the unconditioned, it's not dependent originating. It's just that true mind, the nature within. Like your karmic nature, your spiritual nature. This one is your awareness nature. Because this thing which is inside there, they actually belong to the source, the oneness nature, the totality of awareness. And the first thing to come out is this awareness nature. That's why as a human being, when we are born into this world, we can detect this one. Yeah, this one is within our mind. But to detect this one, to realize this one, you need to stop the thinking. But thinking cannot be stopped without understanding. So as we know, the Buddha in his teaching taught us very clearly. Why do you think a lot? Why are living beings who are not enlightened or non-cultivated? They think a lot. They are very heedless. Why? Do you remember? Why? The Buddha mentioned it very clearly. Due to what? Ignorance, of course, is the basic behind. Because of ignorance, you arise what? What makes the mind think? Your essential Dhamma. You remember? The Buddha always say, because of your avijja condition what? Ah, thinking lah. So thinking is what? Why do you think? Of course, ignorant. You want to know. You want to experience. You want to understand. You think. But it is due to the five mental hindrances. Remember? Without the mental hindrance, thinking cannot arise. Why? Because you lack the opposite five, which is the spiritual faculty. And what are the five spiritual faculty? They are all meditative state. You understand? Sada, five spiritual faculties. What are they? Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. You look at this five. They are all meditative state. When you have faith in the Buddha and his teaching, Sada means what? Your mind is very calm, very composed because of that faith. You don't have doubt. You don't have restlessness. The faith is there. Understand? Then because of the faith, it drives you to cultivate. This virya is not an effort. It's not a thought process. It's a spiritual zeal, tenacity to go this way because you see the importance of it. That action is born of understanding. The understanding drives you, give rise to this virya inside that, which is a very strong energy. This one will prevent you from being lazy, sleepy, becoming lethargic. So Sada and Virya are very beautiful spiritual faculty that make your mind composed, calm, and with the Virya to drive you to cultivate. Then you develop what? The first thing you train is Sati. And what is Sati? Awareness before the knowing, before the arising of the thought or the aggregates of mind. Means before you perceive, before you feel, before you create sankhara activity and thinking. That is what sati is all about. As I said, sati means relax, aware. When you are aware before you know something, that is sati. That is the pure perception, the direct seeing, the silent mind without thought. And when you stabilize that silent mind, which is sati, it becomes samadhi. Means your mind not only tranquil, peaceful, quiet, it has stability. It's collected and unwavering. And because of that, this silent mind, which is akaliko without thought, has no word, no concept. That's why no duality, no light and dislike, no pleasant and unpleasant sensation or feeling, no light and dislike. All these things don't exist because there is no thought. That's why this one can lead to direct seeing. You can see things as they are, the pure perception before the knowing. You see, hear, perceive without the words, without the concept, without the movement of thought. That's why they are meditative state. Then you give rise to wisdom, which is panya, is an understanding. And this wisdom is the one that prevents you from being deluded, prevents you from thinking unnecessarily. You only think when you require to live life, when you need it to live life. Otherwise, thinking is not necessary. Because to live life, to go through life, you need to use the thought process, the thinking mind, the mundane mind. Because that one is within the conditioned world, the existential world. And that one is the five aggregate form and mind, the second aspect. And that one is subject to karma. It has mental intention and all this. And that's how the whole teaching comes about. So after you have this understanding, that's why I start to share with you all the unique code. And now you know why the unique code is developed in such a way. Before this understanding, you cannot understand what those unique Dhamma codes are. So hopefully, from now onward, maybe after explanation, it will signal, it will make you different. You will develop more and more understanding and faith. Because without all this understanding, actually living beings are gullible. Thought-based meditation take over. Before you develop the spiritual faculty, the opposite, by which are mental hindrance, will arise. And what are mental hindrance? Mind states that hinders your mind from entering the meditative state, prevent you from understanding spiritual teaching. That's why they are called mental hindrance. They hinders your mind from entering the meditative state. So as you all know, sensual desire, you will the first to already create duality, means the mind stir and react to sense experience. And that one caused by the mundane mind. The true mind don't have all this movement. That's why you see the mental hindrance come from avijja, the lack of understanding. But these are your habitual tendency that you develop, the like and dislike, the pleasant and unpleasant sensation. You cling on to the duality. Yeah. You take the good, you don't want the bad. Yeah. You take the wholesome, you reject the unwholesome. You take the pleasant, you reject the unpleasant. So this is what the mundane mind that is deluded create that type of continuous habitual reaction to sense experience. That's why the first two mental hindrances, they are like all the time there. That throughout the day, you created them until they become what? Habitual. Habitual means every moment, every instant, you react and you stir your mind. So if every moment, every instant, you have this mental hindrance or sensual desire, you, how can you be in the meditative state? That's why people struggle to become peaceful, to become mindful, to become aware. Because they think a lot. And the only way to stop them is they go into thought-based meditation. They focus, they concentrate. They suppress the thinking. They go into concentration, one-pointedness, absorption. So all this is the result of lack of understanding. They're slow and topper when they arise. They don't know what to do. They don't know there is lack of faith and virya. If it's your body tired, you need to rest. You just rest, no problem. But if your body is not tired, every time you listen to Dhamma talk, you feel sleepy, then something is wrong. Either it's coming obstruction or that mental hindrance is a result of your lack of affinity with the Triple Gem. You don't have the condition to receive this truth. But this one does not interest you. Understand? What interests you is the mundane thinking, the mundane aspect of life, how to become successful, how to become wealthy, rich, how to have the good life, all those things, how to be cunning, how to be competitive, how to be selfish, all this take over instead of developing the spiritual understanding to awaken, to develop the wisdom to free your mind from suffering. That's why the first three mental hindrances are already very powerful. The fourth and fifth is worse. When you have a situation and problem, your mind becomes restless. True or not? Because fear, worry, anxiety make you restless. Insecurity, phobia, the lack of faith, panic attack, and all these things, it makes you restless. The lack of peace. So all these are the projection of thought, the egoic mind that doesn't understand what is going on. Then of course the last one is doubt. When you have doubt, you cannot progress. You cannot develop the meditative mind. But doubt is a negative mental hindrance. The opposite of doubt is faith. When you have faith, your mind becomes very composed and very calm. Faith in what? In knowing who the Buddha is, how unique the Buddha is. He's not only enlightened, is fully enlightened. And he developed all this understanding not through an idea, a philosophy, or like most people thought, Buddhism is a way of life. No. He developed all this understanding through aeons and aeons and aeons of cultivation and perfection to become the Sammasambuddha. That's why he is not only enlightened, he's fully enlightened, complete in both wisdom and virtue. As such a being, you will have faith in him. You will have gratitude towards him. And from there on, because you see the beauty of his teaching, the depth of his teaching, and how transformative that teaching is. So through knowing who he is and how special a being he is, and the teaching that he come out to summarize to us all of life, like the whole of secret of life, the whole of life, mundane and supramundane. Then when you understand life, you can live life. You can free your mind from all the adversities of life or the noble truth realities or the first noble truth. So all this is how you should develop the understanding of the teaching. So the spiritual faculty, when they are there, automatically do away with the mental hindrance. So you don't have to fight the mental hindrance, suppress the mental hindrance. Like you don't want to have doubt, you don't want to have anger, you don't want to have craving, desire. That is not the understanding. What you need to understanding, as understanding, is why did they arise? How come they are in you, the mental hindrance? It's because you lack these five spiritual faculties. So the urgency is to develop this, then it automatically root it out. And these five spiritual faculties, like the word spiritual faculty, these are mind states that can allow you understand spiritual teaching, develop the meditation. Without the hindrance, you are automatically aware. And the mind stabilizes samadhi. That's why wisdom, panya, keep on arising. And this is what meditation is all about. Please wake up. Forget about what you used to do, learn, and all those things. Just understand. Assume you hear it for the first time. Find out whether this is something that actually fit into reality or not. You can say it's common sense when you come to understand. But when you don't understand, you can be trapped for very, very long. Okay? Hopefully you all can understand. Now I read again the quote. I think by now it will be clear. So to realize our true mind or the self nature or the awareness nature within, what do? You just silence your mind. Silence your mind means what? Don't think. But with the hindrance there, you cannot stop thinking. Because the normal people who do thought-based, they try to force the thought to stop. They try to focus and concentrate so that there is no thinking, so that they develop peace, calmness. That's why they go into samatha. This is not sati, awareness base. Samatha is concentration, jhanas, and all those things. That's why the Buddha, during his time, he learned from the two teachers, Alara Udaka. He reached the same perfection as those teachers. He finished, completed all the eight jhanas, the four form jhanas, the four formless jhanas. And he knew he is not enlightened. That's why he continues to strive on, develop his own understanding until he finally, underneath the Bodhi tree, that very auspicious night, he awakened to the truth. He connected to his inner nature. Then he inherited all the understanding. Then he realized the truth, which is beyond thought, beyond mind. Then he started to understand the form and mind, the fire aggregate is not him. That one is dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomenal, karmically conditioned out for him to come. That's why he got no more problem with the four signs that he saw. Then he realized, old age, sickness, and death pertains to the physical form and mind, the five aggregate, not him, not his true nature. That's why he free. He has got no more problem with old age, sickness, and death. That's why he taught us five daily contemplation. This physical body of ours is not the nature. To grow old, get sick, and die, for he has not gone beyond old age, sickness, and death. So this reality, we have to accept. We have to be at peace with it. We have to have the Dhamma understanding to see it clearly. Why the Buddha say it's not you? Why the Buddha say it's anicchang? When you attach and cling, it leads to suffering, to kang. And because it's anicchang, it's not a permanent, unchanging entity that you can cling on to, hold on to and say, this is me, this is I. Therefore, it's anatta, non-self. And because it's impermanent and anatta, that's why it's no reality, empty nature of existence. So that is the deep meaning of the three universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkhang, and anatta. So silence your mind, no thought, relax into it, maintain awareness, then the true mind will return to its original state. Then you will realize your true mind or self nature. And it's just so simple. Why make it so complicated? Do all sorts of funny things without understanding. The moment you realize this, you know how powerful this meditation is or not. It straight away takes you to the first hallmark of meaning. What is the first hallmark of meaning? Yeah? What is the first hallmark of meaning? No thought. Wu nian. So the true mind is without thought. It's just an awareness nature. So when you realize this, you realize the first hallmark of meaning. So Huineng is the sixth patriarch. Sixth patriarch. The moment you realize this, you will have a glimpse of what that true mind is. But this is just the true mind, the silent mind, the awareness nature within. This is not Nibbana yet, understand? Although this is also without thought, but the awareness is still there. Nibbana is when awareness also ceases. The whole form of mind ceases. Then there is the realization of Nibbana. That one is the unconditioned. Then there is completely no word, nothing. That's why you cannot describe that state. You cannot express it. You cannot say anything about it. Whatever you do to try to express it is to create the negation of what it is not. That's why they have to use the word beyond thought, beyond mind, complete cessation of form and mind. Then what are all these? Not until you develop the understanding to meditate and let it happen. Then when the mind realizes itself and sees, that's how it arises. And how does the mind realize it itself? Because it's no more avijja, rooted out. Your wisdom already very stable. That's why you will come to an understanding. Think also like that, don't think also like that. Your everything is empty, kong sing, no reality, not what you think. That's why it's the phenomenal world of consciousness. It's just mind make, come and go, arise and pass away. The only reality within life or existence is just the present moment. Because we have control. The past is already gone, no more reality. Future yet to come, also no more reality. So the only reality is the here and the now moment, the present moment, this moment. And how stable is the present moment? Split second is gone, dead and gone. And that is the only reality. So how true can life be? That's why do not be deluded. See this clearly and wake up. Everything is just arising and passing away. Moment to moment, life passes by. What are you doing? The human being, they are too busy thinking, planning, and worrying about life, getting themselves entangled with life. Whereas the true mind doesn't think. He is completely still. You have to go to that nature to understand, to meditate. Because that nature can observe and see how the mundane mind create havoc in the living being. How it create delusion and condition you into negativity. How living beings suffer, become afflicted. You can see it clearly only through the true mind, the silent mind, the awareness nature within. That's why Jay Krishnamurti also called it the choiceless awareness. When you are just aware without any choice, without any thought that want to do this, want to do that, or want to suppress this, want to suppress that, that is the thought. But when you are silently observing without thought, what happens? Through that observation, which is choiceless, means without the mundane mind involved, it awakens. That's why this true mind, the silent mind, can awaken, can insight into phenomena, awaken to the three universal characteristics of nature, anicca, dukkha, anatta. And this is basically what meditation is. That's why without the silent mind, without the true mind, and this is also the meditative mind, you cannot realize the truth. Yeah, this is the instrument that can lead to the timeless, akaliko. The other thought-based instrument limits you. Yeah, it's thought. If you use thought as the basis or instrument to meditate, how can you realize a state that is beyond thought? Yeah, everything is within the field of thought. The whole movement is thought-based. So understand this and not to be gullible or deluded anymore. Okay? Hopefully after today, you all can develop that clear understanding and have faith. What I want to share today is, earlier on at the dinner, I hinted to you all, actually Jayanta become different after he went for the retreat, where he know the importance of sati awareness and all those things, the silent mind. So he texted me something, I think this morning. Maybe I will share with you all. So at about morning, oh sorry, noon already, 12:38, he texted me. He said, Namo Buddhaya, Brother Teo. I would like to share my experience. Yesterday, while I was walking to the car, suddenly it started to drizzle. Upon the first drop of water, or means the rain droplet, that touches my hand and bursts around the area, I suddenly felt tranquil, still, at that split second or split moment of silence. Then there is this joy, appreciation of how nature takes its place. It was like eureka, an understanding. Then he said, thank you, Brother Teo, for all the sharing. This feeling at ease with oneself and the surrounding is truly blissful. Then I replied to him. I said, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. I said, very good. And that split second moment of silence that you go through, is actually your true mind awareness, just that moment, understand not? So I said, have faith in Triple Gem and continue to stabilize your awareness nature, and you will continue to progress and do well. So this is the message I give to him. That's why we should rejoice. Eh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Because after he went to the retreat, he became very different. He realized the importance of sati. The constant thinking does not help you. It cannot awaken you. You have to be aware within. When you are aware, you have the possibility of awakening to this type of thing. It can be the drizzle, but you don't panic. You just naturally walk. Then when something hit, because you are silent, you are aware, then within that split second, you can realize that true mind, the silent mind. And within that silence, that peace, that tranquility, that stillness is so different. That joy. Like everything has become so different. Why? Because there's no thought at that moment for him. Because he is not the old self that worry a lot, think a lot. You realize last time? He like very busy throughout the day, running around and like, you cannot get him on. Then appointment sometimes can delay half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours. But he has developed some understanding and he has started to actually change and become different. Then nowadays I see him, he like not like last time anymore. Like very tired, not enough sleep, not enough rest. Like run around with a lot of thing on the head. Then at the retreat, you remember, he excused himself to go to Ipoh. I also didn't want to ask him why. Then he went. Actually, he was looking for the dog he saw in the social media. Then he asked around, I think Ananda, they will tell him, yeah, the social group, they actually know about this. Then they say, they give him the number, they say, you contact this guy. Then he feel funny, because this guy keep on asking for money. Then he say, I am going for the retreat. He say, then in the retreat, also harass him. He say, either you come, or you pay more deposit, or the dog is not going to be yourself. So he say, okay. In the middle of the retreat, he decided to go down. Then luckily he went down. He realized it was a scam. No such person. Then he, of course, realized he also different. He not only didn't get angry, didn't become emotional, didn't curse and swear or anything. So she had one kind thought so that other people would fall for it. He went and made a police report. Until the police sergeant also became his friend. He told the police sergeant, he said, I want to make a police report about this scam. Is it this guy with the dog and all seeing the puppy very cute and all. Then the police sergeant says, "Ayo, you buat pun tak guna. I say, you do report. No use one. So many cases, is it? Nobody will do anything." Then he was very surprised when Janta didn't like get angry. Janta said, I just want to make the report so that other people won't fall for it. Then he somehow told the sergeant, the money I bank into his account with his name. So if you want to investigate, it's relatively easy because the proof are there and I can be the witness. Well, the sergeant looked at him. Well, you lying, he said. You're different from other fellow. He said, other fellow get very angry and just want to report and take revenge. He said, you didn't react and do all those things. That's why they become very friendly. And the sergeant actually did everything for him. Then after that, he said, how much is it? The summon. Oh, sorry, the police report. Then the police sergeant said, no need money, he said. Maybe you take me for lunch. They went for lunch. That's why a lot of this type of thing. Then Janta came back also laugh. He said, but thank you so much. Because she never knew he can become like that. In the past, very reactive. That's why Dhamma can change a person. Can let them develop that type of understanding, which is very different. So when you start to feel the Dhamma, when you start to have faith in the teaching, actually he came on the second day. Then he got some coming obstruction. He got gas and all this, but he did a good job. He helped. He became our doctor. Like Sian appointed him. And he actually set out a lot of SOP. Oh, but Masuri appoint, not you appoint. Huh? I appoint? How come I didn't know? Because Sian just told me Dr. J come. So he will be our doctor. So you tell Fajan Sifu and all those things. But it turned out to be a blessing. Because actually, the reason why I included him in is because he was very serious for the past almost 1 year. He changed a lot, actually, in between. From the many years that I know him. I remember initially he come to Sian's Thursday class. I think Sian will remember. For the first five lessons, he looked at me. He was like in a state of shock. He said, Pratyurati, I need to talk to you. I need to ask. How come everything you teach is the opposite of what I learned? He said, oh, everything. Tabalion. Then I laughed at him. They say, you are not the first one. A lot of people came to my class, told me the same thing. I said, slowly, slowly. If you have faith, are you willing to start from fresh? Maybe clean slate, assume you don't know anything, then find out. These are truths that will stand up to investigation. You don't need to believe. Understand? Then later on, as he listens, he starts to develop the clear understanding. Then he reverts all of his way of looking at the number, looking at things. That's why he became very different. Then he was observing, actually. Then he can see why Ananda become like that. Then I say, Sadhu. He checked with me. Then he talked to me. Then a lot of things, actually, he starts to develop, and that's why he has faith. Then he say he want to come. I was thinking, such a busy guy, running up and down every week, someone will look after the mother and all those things. How can he have time? But because of condition, he is a doctor, and he really want, and I know I can. That's why I say, include him. The other thing that I saw was, many years back, I think 2-3 years back, after he talked to me about relationship with mother or singer, after I explained to him, I said, our parents are very important because they give us life. They bring us to this world. Then when we are young, they care for us. They sacrifice a lot for us. They brought us up. They gave us education. They actually provide us with the necessity of life. They give us love, care, support, everything. That's why that gratitude towards parenthood and support and care is very strong. And you have to repay the gratitude. Then I say, talk to them nicely. Because when you're young, they have to go through a lot of hardship and patience to actually bring you up. And now it's your turn to care for them. That's why I say when you hold their hand with love, with joy, with understanding, talk to them nicely. Mom, thank you so much. Without you, without your sacrifice, I won't be what I am. And surprisingly after that, I realized their relationship not only become better. When I went down to Malacca, I saw the mother's health improve compared to last time. Great change. She happy. And she always talk about Jayanta. Then Jayanta also very happy because the last three I went down, the mother can understand what I share. He said, Brother Tio, we talk holy house. And I was like, then he was trying to explain to Dr. J. Dr. J knew. He said, I'm very happy. He said, my mom, I start to understand what you share and what you teach. Last time I remember, I went there, I saw her sleeping on, like fishing. This time around, attentive, you know, and the whole group of them, all very attentive. That's why it's different. After they have developed the understanding, then their relationship improve. And you can see, that's why I have faith in what Jayanta is capable of. And I even predict to him, you have this Dhamma, it will help you in the way you become a doctor. You can mix the Western doctor. I can say he's very sincere. He used the homeopathy. Yeah. We are very good. Because the Western medicine, the approach is they use very heavy drugs, or they call antibiotic and all those things, which is very, very disruptive if you are not careful. So he tried as a doctor, he don't agree with that approach, but he combined with all this understanding, and he even learned a lot of what they call alternative medicine, DCM, all those things, even the cupping and all those things, then releasing blood and all those things, then do a lot of things. Yeah. That's why I rejoiced and I told him, when you have the Dhamma, you will become different, you will do better, you will help a lot of people. Then at the retreat, after the retreat end, he received one very good news. One of his patients in JB, I think he told you, didn't breast cancer, fourth stage or what, take his homeopathy within 1 month, gone. That thing, the tumor, everything. Oh, are you going to ask him? That's why he was full of joy at the end of the retreat to me, but you really, you can never ever believe that type of possibility. Then he has so much joy. If this one really works, means a lot of people who have breast cancer actually no need to go for chemo. Understand? But of course, you need medication, you need attention, you have to approach both together. He also helps Se Yong. Yeah.
Okay.
Fully recovered. Yeah. Because he shared the message, he texted to Se Yong with me, because we form a group. Because Se Yong, I first don't know who Jayanta is. Yeah. Then I told Se Yong, you must have faith in him. He can complement the thing. This Se Yong also very lucky. He got a good doctor, actually. Yeah. Then Jayanta said, don't worry, this one compliment you. You do your whatever. I think he also went through the oral chemo. Yeah. The oral one, not the very... there is another one where they use very strong chemo drug. One. Yeah. And this one is, I think, more mild and all those things. Because this one is, I think, stage one only. Not that severe, but he suffered. Actually, he suffered. And he got panic attack. He already kena this depression thing twice. Every time he recover, forget about it, go back to the old way, the eating habit, the lifestyle. Oh, go back to the old way. Then finally, this one kena very heavy. Then I said, you remember what I told you? After you recover, come for the class. Understand? Every time. No, last time Thursday class, come for Wala. After that, God then gave you a whole lemon. Twice a day. So third time, I say, I also don't know how to help you. I said, you have to do the same thing. But your case, I said, yeah, he got cancer. And I said, so I told him, Dr. J, very good. I recommend Dr. J to him. That's why he recovered. He recovered. So these are all the true testimony of what he has actually done for people. And he feel very good because now he, the way he explained to people, very different. Last night, very long-winded one. You know, he talked until you don't know what he's trying to tell you. I said, you have to be concise. You have to be focused. You have to understand. But as you develop this, you will not be excited. I said, you will be more calm. So now I realize he very fast. Remember at the retreat, 20 over hours, he makes that thing. Half an hour all. And miss it. Because we were like close contact because that whole car fire came on, got one or two positive. So because of that, he said immediate. And he did so far. I saw him do it. He's not like last time. He can't join. Very patient. And one by one. One by one. That's how you can see. Then even at the retreat, I saw Vertune different. Manyuan different. A lot of them very different. When they understand, the understanding transformed them. Even meditate, you can ask Vertune and Manyuan. They didn't do anything different. It's still the same. Except that last time, Manyuan didn't read that sentence. Relax into every mind state that arrives. And that one was the breakthrough. Immediately she saw that, she said, I didn't do that. That's why I stuck. Yeah. Then Vertigo, I saw she can sit. Then in the room, I think Suyan will also know. Last time, the moment he sleep like orchestra on. Wow, very loud. This time, take a while. Take a while before that thing start. Then in between, not like last time, like completely knock on, unconscious, tired out. Especially after she had gone back. Oh, very well regulated. Hardly, so in between he know. He, because he aware, he maintain awareness. That's why he will become different again. A lot of them you can see. So, even Tammy and many of them, Manyuan, yeah, they read. Now they read, they say, they understand. Yeah, last time cannot understand. Tammy said the whole Hatsutta book, like a new book to her. Completely different. So those who attend, because that nature there is different, the consciousness there is different, then that environment, that surrounding, everything fall into place. So a lot of causes and conditions, when they fall into place, you will develop the understanding and you will become different. But no matter what it is, everybody benefited in different way, except some, they develop more determination. But sooner or later, it will happen. Especially the Bodhisattva vow that day. Even though some cannot attend online, but it was very beautifully conducted and meant to be. There are a lot of things, when it's meant to be, it will be. But a lot of them got coming obstructions still. Chanda also got the wind and all those things. That's why he tried to endure until finally he got no choice. Go back to the room. But Sui told me he's on the Zoom. Then all those who went back were also on the Zoom. And Chi Wei in Bali also on the Zoom. Almost every session, every day. There's Susan also from Klein. Susan Day. Joyce also said. So a lot of these things actually happened. Then I think PG also coming. Don't know why this year he cannot take the cold. That cold was so severe and so extreme to her. But luckily, she endured. And she also realized something after she went through. Listen to the sharing. There's one part that he described very beautifully. So all these are possible when you have the spiritual faculty, the faith, the sadha, the virya. Then you develop the sati, awareness nature. From there, you will progress. You look at the Abhijja Sutta. All Kayamita, the first three, you should have them. Dharma friends you have. You have the condition to constantly listen to the Dhamma, then you develop the faith. That's why the faith in the Triple Gem is there, the third step. The fourth step is what? The initial wisdom. Means after constantly listening to the Dhamma, then you contemplate, reflect, inquire to develop the unisoul anasikara, the initial wisdom. Once this one arrives, you will know how to live life. You will start to transform, change your life and honestly, because you will have less delusion. When your initial wisdom arrives, you will not stir your mind so often. You start to understand the law of karma. You start to understand paticca samuppada, the dwelling honesty. Then you start to develop the ability to abandon the wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, and prevent it from arising. The forever, everything will fall into place. Then you become different. Then after that, as you continue, this unisoul manasikara will give rise to space between thought and asana. Because at the moment of your sense experience, this initial wisdom will spontaneously arise and prompt you. Then you will not behave like last time. Sabbe sankhara anicca, sabbe sankhara dukkhang. Then you stop thinking already. Asana. Then you learn to see things as they are. They are just the way they are. Conditioned like that, things will be like that. Deluded people do delude. So reflect, contemplate until very, very clear, until it become a possible living reality. Initially, maybe not immediate, but the beginning of change. Like Jayanta, slowly. Relationship with the mother, different. Relationship with others, the client, everything different. Then his relationship with Ananda also different. Yeah. Then he understands many things. Then he starts to become different. This is how Dhamma actually can transform the individual. Then after that, you stabilize your daily mindfulness. Step five will arise. Sati sampajana. Mindfulness and clear comprehension of all action, all movement in the present moment. Stability of daily mindfulness. Once you hit that, you sure at least Arya, Sotapan or Sakadagami. Then after that, you can never have problem with the five precepts. Means sense restraint, step six will be there. Then when sense restraint become very, very stable, then you are incapable of doing wrong thing. The three type of right conduct will surface, step seven. By then you are at least Sotapan or Sakadagami. Then only you move on to step eight, cultivation of the four foundation of mindfulness. And step eight is relatively easy after that. The necessary essential Dhamma training awareness, all you have done. Then when you look at the Satipatthana Sutta, you can understand. Very easy to understand. You know what the Buddha is trying to tell you. No need commentary, no need interpretation. There and then, the awareness will be aware. That's why he said, when there is this mental hindrance, aware. When there is this greed within the content of consciousness, citta nipassa, aware. When feeling arise, aware. When feeling has become pleasant and unpleasant or neutral feeling, aware means what? You think aware, forget about it. No, aware means your mind has stirred. It has created mental hindrance. Pleasant and unpleasant or neutral feeling without wisdom. So when it has stirred, means what? These are mental hindrance that will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state. So what do? You relax into it, silent. Then the sense experience become very different. There is no more pleasant feeling and unpleasant feeling. Because when you use the third way, aware and be with it, whatever feeling that condition into emotion, whether pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, will cease. Then you realize the true mind. Then you realize all this feeling, emotion, sankhara, fear, worry, anxiety, even your selfishness, emotional, they are all dependent originating, condition arising, cause of it, no reality. He know you, he know me. Dekha mendigo. Because the moment you are aware, silent, that awareness nature, which is your true mind, is the pure energy. It's a purifying force that purify and let your mundane mind cease. Let all your sankhara activity, emotion all cease. That's why the four foundation of mindfulness without sati, the stability of it, you cannot do. Reason why in the sutta is mentioned, after overcoming covetousness and grief, then only you start the four foundation of mindfulness. And what is the meaning? Covetousness and grief means the initial first five fetters, especially the fourth and fifth fetters. The Sakadagami, they only attenuate the sensual desire and ill will. You realize or not? That's why after overcoming covetousness and greed, means sensual desire and ill will, you have to overcome it, means at least attenuate it. Then only you cultivate the four foundations of mindfulness. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. Your sati, your mindfulness, your awareness is not stable enough to do all this. Because without that right view, right understanding, the initial wisdom, you cannot develop the four foundation. Your mind will stir. You will react. The unisop manasikara cannot arise, cannot prompt you. And you hardly have any space between thought. Your sati cannot be continuous. Your daily mindfulness cannot develop. As I sati sampajana, you cannot do. That one can never be a living reality. Until you really determine through this awareness-based meditation to do it. That's why my nature went through. I know. That's why I had shared with you all this understanding. So hopefully, beyond now, I realize the condition is there for people to understand. Okay? So with this, let us rejoice. Sadhu.
Sadhu.
Sadhu. Okay, 10:05. I think we have to open up.
Today's Bhatia sharing it was superb. Very, 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 how to say, heavyweight lah.
Yeah. And also, like very more in-depth explain and express so that people can understand.
Yeah.
It's not easy to grasp, but you can grasp, you really, really rejoice. Like in between all,
yes,
they can understand.
Okay. Maybe right here I'll say something.
Okay.
How to say? As you knew that the moment I received my second daughter's message that she is flying back.
Oh,
almost.
Yes.
The same day of our Cameron Highland retreat stay.
Correct.
The moment I received that, I straight away asked Bharatiya already.
Remember, I asked you. correct.
Okay, so the moment I say it's unavoidable, so
yes.
I already started asking for forgiveness.
No, sadhu.
Morning
sadhu.
And evening.
Yeah.
Morning
sadhu.
And evening until the day that I'm so, how to say, at last I said, I'm blessed, I can go to Cameron.
Yeah, sadhu.
I think the eagerness is still, is a desire lah. Is a expectation. That's why it cannot be fulfilled for the whole retreat. I can only attend
correct,
half of
correct,
it.
Correct. And it's meant to be. But it's already
so accepted. Law.
Yes.
Mm.
The other thing is, before you continuing, we have to explain this. You see, just now you mentioned the word, the eagerness to attend. You have to differentiate between the mundane eagerness and the one with the understanding. Because for you, you have been listening to the sharing and all things, and I have been hinting to you all then this retreat will be very different, very, very different. A lot of things will happen. Then the understanding actually drives the virya. The virya is not an eagerness. But luckily for you, I think you know, because the thing is like, suddenly your daughter flying back and it clashed, understand? But initially I thought your daughter came back because of the retreat or what? Is it?
No, she came back because she is changing to a new job.
Oh, okay. That is not the retreat. Then no problem. Means your virya, that one is not a desire, it's not a craving, it's the understanding that this retreat is very important. That's why you make the resolve to ask for forgiveness, which is very good. Then also, I think a lot of things is meant to be. It's like a test. You remember when we were up there? Oh, you went back already. Yeah, I explained to the rest of them who were there, but you were all on the Zoom. I think you also must have heard this. I say, I start to sense something. I say, very strange. After you all go back, the weather, everything turned off. Like go back to normal, very beautiful. Then everything fall into place. Then a lot of people like become happy again, confident again. I say, this is a test. Understand? Because of COVID, people panic, people worried. Then I even told some of the Kaya Metta, I said, you have to understand, even Fa Chan Sifu also finally told us the same thing. He said, don't worry, don't worry. I said, like, we all created unnecessary worry for that Tian Ma Fan because of positive care. And 很不好意思, he said, don't worry, don't worry. We are towards the end, he said, 没事,没事, he said. Then he invited us to come again next year. Then the other thing he mentioned is it like what I told some of the committee? Because now we are entering the endemic phase, no more pandemic. The cases has become very much mild and all those things. During pandemic, they spread very fast. Initially, then very potent, high percentage of severe cases and all that. Then as the case develop, whether we vaccine or no vaccine like India, they start to like subside because natural immunity take over. Then some is vaccine immunity take over. Then this virus starts to mutate. Then when it starts to mutate, it wants to mutate in the direction where they can spread faster and faster. But every time they do that, because this is nature, you lose something, the potency of the virus to infect and create severe cases drop at the same time, become very, very like less potent. So Fa Chan Sifu also know, that's why he wants us to try out so that he can get the experience and he can tell the community that it's not really a big issue. Although we were down with two or three positive, within 21 of us or 22, there's a high percentage, more than 10%. Then the whole car, even five of them, only three of them positive, plus Han, four, I think. But in B1, like asymptomatic one, nothing serious. So all this is meant to be, so that we understand, so that we learn. I said, no need to worry, no need to panic, just let things be. In fact, I even advise them, whether they want to go back or not, let them decide. I say, don't force them. But later on, I think, Sui An got a very good way. Risk management he used to. Then Stephanie is the best. I remember Stephanie told me. He said, but you let them decide. For me, whether I go back or don't go back, no different. I said, why? I kena before. He got natural immunity already. No, he just recovered not long. He got natural immunity already. Because the group decide to go back and so he leave it to them. You realize or not, even the Bodhisattva vow, she was there, Ying Bi was there, Sui An was there. We all nothing happened, understand? So don't worry about all those things. Things will work out. It's meant to be. So all this understanding is very important. So Ying Bi, what I want to stress to you is the virya that understand the importance through an understanding is not a craving or a desire. Okay? You can continue. Sorry. Ying Bi, are you there?
Yeah. The moment I heard Brad, you said virya is not a craving.
It's an
push.
Understanding. That this is important, the condition. That's why you make the aditan to ask for forgiveness is very good. Very, very good.
Once we are up there, we are all very happy and
A lot of joy.
But the moment when we heard the Sister Karen was positive, and then again I said, wow, like asking for forgiveness cannot be stopped, I have to continue.
So
I start to bow, I do the bowing.
Yeah.
I think Bertie also slowly.
I saw a lot of bowing was very well done.
I do a lot of bowing because I kind of I don't think I can sit quietly without mental proliferation.
Correct.
So I say I myself do bowing. So I do bowing.
The bowing will anchor you to the awareness, the kaya, the kaya nupasana. The bowing helps a lot.
And the bowing helps me to helps me to not to think so much unnecessarily. I know all these are negative thinking.
Correct.
And then in a way I like I knowing inside that I really wish the there's no spreading.
That's why I chanted
the Ratana Sutta.
No wonder that night you chant the Ratana Sutta. It was very
the
beautiful.
Ratana Sutta supposed to help to
Word off all this disease and all those things. By invoking the triple gem.
The pandemic, non-human disturbances.
Correct.
The famine. Three things,
Yes.
So, I also in a way asked Sister Man Yuan in the room. Hey, Sister Man Yuan, do you like to help to do the reading? So, she think about it and then she said, okay, it's okay if I can help to do the reading, I'm very happy to do it. Something like that.
That's why when she did it, she benefited too.
Yes. So when my throat is not so clear already, so I pass the microphone to her.
You pass to her, meant to be.
So that's why after that she did a good job, completed the whole book.
And at first he was reading like bullet train very fast. Then luckily when he slowed down, a lot of people can follow. Which was very good, actually.
Okay. In fact, after we all came back on the 31st August, after taking the Bodhisattva vow. Before that, maybe I'll share my feeling of chanting the Om Mani Padme Om.
Sadhu.
The taking of Bodhisattva vow.
Wow, yes.
I just I don't know. I just need to chant that one.
Yeah,
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
I felt deep inside the great love, great metta and
Wow,
compassion
sadhu,
of
sadhu.
Guan Yin.
Yeah,
Of Guan Yin.
sadhu.
Yeah, it's so
Yeah, it
great
can
until my
manifest on,
voice
yeah.
is shaking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that was the first time I can feel inside the
Yeah,
heart
deep
that the
inside your nature.
metta
Yeah.
and the karuna.
Yes. Yeah. Because that sadda together with that understanding, actually together they trigger. Very beautiful. Sadhu.
Because I don't know, brother, remember or not, I was in one of the few questions I asked, or because I also did some reading before that. There was one paragraph mentioned thought based are wasting time.
Yeah,
Thought
yeah.
based meditation is a wasting of time.
Yes.
Because we have to eventually have to drop it.
Yeah.
So I know metta verbalization radiate the unconditioned love through
Yeah,
words,
yeah, yeah.
to speeches, through
Yeah.
verbalization is actually, I don't know, I cannot do. I said, I don't know why, I just like no feeling of it when I
Yeah,
mention
because you have gone
words.
beyond that phase, I remember. I told you I also went through that phase. After I gone beyond, I also cannot verbalize already. Cannot already. Then if you have from that nature, it will come out. But that phase will pass.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry.
The words like chiliap chiliap, like it just
Correct.
cannot swallow one.
Correct. No feeling one.
And then yes, until I chanted the Om Mani Padme Hum,
then it
the
start to move
now at
again.
that time. That time I really understood what Sister Po Cheng shared and what Brother Teo shared. The
yes,
metta is
from
coming from
inside
the
one.
heart.
Yeah,
Coming
from
from
the
inside,
heart one.
from the heart directly.
Yeah, yeah, sadhu, sadhu.
Well, so that's the Om la. It cannot be
Yeah,
explained.
Om Mani Padme
It just
Hum.
flows.
Yeah, that Om,
It just
very
flows
powerful.
beyond my control. That's right.
Yeah. It will happen
So
on. At the earlier retreat also same. There was once, I think, Joyce. Suddenly that voice, like not her inside there. And before she even burst out, I remember that retreat, Joyce, she came and talked to me, say, Bertil, there's something I need to talk to you. I say, what is it? Then she keep quiet very long. He said, I want to do something. I said, do lah. He said, sure. I said, do lah. Oh, then he came in that evening. The Om Mani Padme Hum, like not her, no, it's like that. That's first voice. It's like somebody inside that nature. That's why that one was very beautiful. And I can feel that nature, the vibration inside that. And then every retreat participant together, full of joy, we just chant. And the chanting of Om Mani Padme Hum was very long. That was one of the longest and the best. That's why actually when Joyce say he want to come out, actually I don't mind she come out, but no, my meant to be, she decide not to like cause unnecessary fear in Clifford, because after Clifford know got case, he sure will not agree on. So I think she make a good choice, and she go back through the Zoom. The whole thing just happened beautifully and meant to be. But she followed the whole of the sharing, most of it. And luckily, the blessing was the internet that the temple has, Sampaosi, was very good, beyond our wildest expectation. Oh, it was perfect. Then there was one occasion, you remember, Po Cheng together with Han, they cannot get signal there. But when we take the Bodhisattva vow, suddenly the signal came in so strong, the whole Bodhisattva vow. Oh, that's why a lot of this type of thing, you never understand. Very good, Ingvi, Sadhu. Thanks for the good sharing.
Yeah, another benefit that I personally felt and realized is what Brother Teo shared about the mind to mind seal.
Ah, that one very good. Yeah.
Yeah, because I never know that is the what you meant
yeah.
by mind to mind.
Correct.
Seal, because
the mind to mind
suddenly,
seal transmission. Yeah. It's through that nature. Nature to nature, the true mind to the true mind. That's why that vibration, the pure energy that goes in. Don't go and listen because the brain cannot understand. Then when there is condition for you
exactly.
to be in that state, just listen. Let it go in. Then later on when you come out, even you have not heard my sharing, you go on it, you will be very surprised how come the whole thing becomes so clear to you. Because that nature has received it, actually. So, then your awareness, nature, the consciousness all become very different after that. That's why the patriarch, when they transmit, the disciples who are ready, they can receive all this. Like winning from the fifth patriarch. They just talk only at night. They didn't meditate also. The thing already gone in. That's why Huineng say he came to great awakening when the fifth patriarch was at that point when he said, this mundane mind, you must know how to make use of it and yet not deluded by it. So all these are very beautiful and meant to be. Very good. Sadhu,
So when I have the time, I will go back and listen again.
You should listen again. Yeah, that night, luckily, Song reminded me. But I cannot remember I talked to who. Then I think Song was nearby at the kitchen there. I know he was at the kitchen. Then when he mentioned your name there, I said, yeah, it's the Invi. Yeah, where you were asking me. Because you feel like wants to go into the meditative state. That's why I say, don't listen, just go in. Listen from the heart. When you know how to listen from the heart, that is the beginning of transmission you will receive. That's why I always say, the nature of the great beings, they are ever radiating for the cultivators of the way. Always remember that. That's why you will detect one, you will draw, you will sense all these things. But to do this, you must have the awareness nature very stable. And you must have what they call ability to listen from the heart. And detect the gateway is very important. Then from there, you move it. That's why a lot of things can happen at the heart area when you know how to develop the awareness-based meditation. And the nature will open up. Will open up. And when this pure energy, the wisdom energy, when they manifest, the cultivator of the way can draw. Yeah. Sometimes when you draw, you know at the heart area, very different already. What happened at the heart. That's why it's always at the heart, the nature there. And they will keep on manifesting, keep on transforming, moving. That's why the cultivation is not the normal thought based one. This one not written anywhere, no book, nothing one. Only the cultivator of the way who has gone through can understand all this. Very good. Amy, Sadhu.
Just a quick one to end because already 10:30. After I came back, the next day only I developed fever. It's a mild fever lah. At night only the throat start to sore and very dry. But during this recovering period, I felt that I am actually really in the retreat, but my retreat only started when I'm really feeling not well.
Yeah.
So I know what dukkha is.
Yeah.
I'm very confident.
Sadhu. Very good.
No doubt arise.
Yeah.
It will sustain for a short or long period. I'm not sure because nobody will know.
Correct.
The three faces, three or four faces of this Dhamma, yeah,
Yes.
arising and the sustaining, and then the
Yes.
ceasing. I'm very confident of its ceasing.
Yeah,
So
sadhu.
until when the virus is there, I can never get a negative result. One, I even get
Yeah.
a very faint line of positive,
Correct,
you know,
correct,
two
correct,
lines,
correct.
very faint, but it's still not satisfactory. I know the
Correct,
feeling is
correct.
that this is not ending yet, so we have to
Correct.
be very, very patient.
Yes.
Must really be very, very patient. The whatever eagerness again, I shall say, I'm not sure what word to use. The eagerness to recover, I said, hi, never mind lah, let things be lah. Now it's
Ah,
very
when you
faint
do
again.
that, it becomes beautiful. Yeah.
So I laugh at it lah. I said, why
Oh,
so
sadhu, sadhu,
faint lah?
very.
I said, this test kit lah is so accurate, man. I said, I know myself in the throat, there are still phlegm. There are still phlegm, but no more giving me problem.
Correct, correct.
No
Yes.
more giving problem. But I said, wow, this test kit is not play or so. It's very accurate. Until the next day on the 9th of September, I tested again. Wow, that time really negative already. Only one clear line. So I said, there you see, when the phlegm is not there, there is no more cough. It sure proves that I am negative, I say.
Sadhu.
So Dhamma is the same. Brazil, Dhamma is the same. Buddha Dhamma.
Correct. Yeah.
So it's like show it to me that when we have confidence in the Buddha Dhamma,
Yeah.
we
Your faith. Yes.
can really accord and flow. We
Yeah,
can
accord
accord
and
and
flow.
flow.
Accept whatever. Sadhu. Very good.
Yeah, accept the situation that I am positive, so what?
Correct.
I'm recovering also, yeah.
Yeah, no problem. Well,
Yeah.
that is the reality. Yeah, so the reality, truth is. So the easiness of things. For you, you will come to know later on. Because when you were at the retreat, you completely doesn't show any sign. Understand that? It's like typical of a asymptomatic type of person going through, even if you have, it is asymptomatic. So that one is like very normal, very mild, like nobody know. Even the test kit show positive also, because it doesn't have that virus to actually spread or whatever, because your throat at that time all were normal until you go back. In fact, if you maintain the faith, you will continue until the end of the retreat without problem. But because I think you read, you do the reading, I think that one aggravated your throat a bit. So a lot of these things we will come to know. That's why I know meant to be. The first 2 days, remember, we had curry, very nice curry. And I straight away can send that. Normally, at third day only, I feel my throat. And they give me a lot of liao cha and all those things. And this time, I think Jin Hao get the bird nest for me. And Alicia, very good. She did the power song and all those things. And also Pamasuri make the tea and all those things for me. Actually, these are very helpful, very useful. So I drink a lot. Then, of course, it helps to bring down whatever symptom that I felt coming already, especially my throat after I start reading then with the curry. That's why normally third day I start to have it, then I ask you to read, but then retreat second day I already ask you to read the read. So it's meant to be. Very good. Sadhu. Thank you so much, Ingrid, for the good sharing.
I think I will end here, Brad. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Sadhu to your teaching
sadhu,
and your Dhamma sharing.
Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Let us rejoice one more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us share merit, transfer merit. and we were to the closing puja and we were at Akasata Chya Bhumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anumoditwa Chirang Rakantu Loka Sasana Heta Wata Chamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabbe Deva Anumodantu Sabba Sampati Siddhiya Idang menya tinang hotu sugita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sugita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sugita hontu nyatayo. Deo asatu kalina sasa sampati hetu cha. Pito bhavatu loko cha, raja bhavatu dhammiko. Imina punyang kamina, mame bala samagamo, sattang samagamo hotu, yava nivana patiya. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we end.